The Department of Justice report detailing the Baltimore Police Department's pattern and practice of unconstitutional policing landed with a thud last week. The 163-page report provided the federal government's stamp of truth on what many in Baltimore have said for years: the BPD abuses its power in the city's poorest neighborhoods. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden looks into the question, what now? What should happen right now?
Page after page of the report describes officers acting as if they had a blank check to do whatever they wanted in the inner-city neighborhoods, using unreasonable force against people who showed little or no threat, making warrantless arrests without probable cause, conducting illegal strip searches, sometimes in public. Soon, the DOJ, the city, the police department, and community leaders will get to work on the court-ordered mandatory consent decree that's expected to be finalized November 1st. Officials say real police reform will take a long time. But what can happen immediately? Will the officers in the DOJ report be fired? Tawanda Jones, the sister of Tyrone West, a man who died during a police altercation that started with a traffic stop in 2013, was demonstrating, as she does every Wednesday, against police abuse. She worries that the officers cited in the report are still on the streets. And that's a chilling thought.
There's a lot of documentation. They're saying like it could take years, but meanwhile, in days, people are getting brutally murdered. So I can imagine if it takes 3 to 5 years for them to actually be able to step up and do something, how many more bodies?
At the DOJ press conference, WYPR asked if the BPD would be cleaning house. Police Commissioner Kevin Davis.
In terms of cleaning house, I fired 6 police officers in 2016 alone. That's a small number, but those who have left this agency deserve to leave this agency. So I'll continue to hold police officers accountable.
Davis said there are a few bad apples in the department, and they're a disgrace to the men and women who serve the force proudly. But the DOJ said there are systemic deficiencies. So will the BPD get the names of the officers in the report and hold them accountable? A DOJ official says they would share the information with the BPD if requested. BPD spokesman TJ Smith says they requested the names last Wednesday, and they are in conversation with the DOJ. On Friday, Delegate Jill Carter stood with the Black Caucus of Maryland and said every Baltimore politician is responsible for the crimes of the police department.
If we're part of the political establishment that allowed these practices, we're guilty. If you've been the mayor of Baltimore, or a member of the city council, or a member of the legislature while all of this was going on, you're guilty.
I think one of the first things we should be in pursuit of is a formal apology.
Reverend Kevin Slayton is the pastor of the New Waverly United Methodist Church and a civil rights activist.
It is so essential that all of us from the top to the bottom, you know, who have sort of been what King talks about, that silent betrayal, who've said nothing, because we've all sort of watched this happen, all have to apologize.
A few miles away, the choir at Pleasant Hope Baptist Church moved through the aisles, singing. And Reverend Denise Sanders was talking to her congregation about relationships and moving beyond stereotypes. Outside the Pleasant Hope Baptist Church, just across the street from the tidy, well-to-do Belvedere Square, a church sign read, "Traffic violations shouldn't equal death sentences." I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting from Baltimore for 88.9 WYPR.